going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is not about what I or anyone thought would happen, because the reality about drafts is what we think is happening is just based on what we're told by people.
Right.
Like what's reported.
Right. Insiders or those that are trying to leak or have some other alternative agenda.
Right. Like, oh, I knew they were going to draft Membu. Yeah, you knew it because you were told that for the last 3 weeks. My opinion, and that's all it was I wanted Tyler Warren. And we went through the reasons why. I think he can be a really special tight end at this level. He can play quarterback for a play here and there. You can line him up as running back. He's an excellent blocker. He has a chance to be one of those really special, impactful tight ends. And so last year, I was the complete opposite. When the Jets were on the clock, I was big on, I want an offensive lineman. I know it's boring and it's dull, but it's really, really important. Mm-hmm. And last year, I got what I wanted. They drafted Olu Fashanu. I think most of us, even the Brock Bowers supporters, have come around to say Bowers is an excellent player, but the Jets got it right. This year, I was the opposite. I wanted Tyler Warren. When Roger Goodell opened up his mouth and he said the name Armand Membu, my reaction was disappointment.
Really?
And I was, because I wanted Tyler Warren for the reasons I gave.
But he's such a solid build your, you know, build the ass first, as I always say.
You're right.
New regime, like tone setter.
You're right.
I thought it was actually smart.
Well, I'll give you an analogy. And I don't know if this ever happened to Tiki Barber, but it happened to me. Sometimes you're out at the bar and you're trying to meet someone and you identify the person you'd really like to meet. And you go up to that person and you spit some game and she rejects you.
Mm. I'm a loser.
And then immediately there's someone else and you're like, you know what? I'm going to spit some game with this person. And this person's like, here's my number. We should go out next week. You immediately say, you know what? This was pretty good too.
Great.
And that's how it felt about 15 minutes later after they drafted Armand Membu. Because what did I do? I looked at YouTube. I started analyzing. I looked at his size and his girth and what people say about him, because we're talking about an offensive lineman. Then I heard him. I listened to him speak. And he was told, hey, Membu, you had a great year. You only allowed one sack. And he said, no. I didn't allow one sack, you dummy. He didn't say you dummy.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't allow any sacks. And I started to get all hot and bothered. I started to think, oh, okay. I got Fashanu at left tackle. Mm-hmm. I got Membu on the right tackle spot. I got AVT. Hopefully he stays healthy at guard. I got John Simpson, who's solid.
Mm-hmm.
I got myself an offensive line. So Tipman. I was disappointed. And eventually I came around to, I know it's a smart decision. I know if Membu can hit at the next level, which is important, don't become Evan Neal. Mm. Don't become the brick of Shaw Ferguson. Like, you got to play well. If that happens, yeah, the Jets are building a really special offensive line. So I'm not mad, but my initial reaction was the disappointment that I didn't get the number one player.
Well, it's interesting because when you have time, like you have the ability to be patient, as the Jets do, you can take an offensive lineman and nobody can really be upset about it. By the way, what happened with the one sack that everybody thought that he gave up? Did he give it a reason? It's like, that wasn't on me. That was a game. It was the guards guy. Did he give an answer?
I don't actually want to know the truth. I just love how badass he was. It's like, yeah, no, I didn't allow one.
I allowed no sacks. I don't know what you heard. I don't know what tape you were watching. That wasn't me.
They have a chance to have a really special offensive line. And that's not about this upcoming season with Justin Fields and wanting to run the football. That's about the next 5 seasons. Mm. That's about the next 8 seasons, because you say it all the time. Like, part of why Philadelphia is as special as they are is because they built this awesome offensive line.
Yeah,
and the depth. Jets are trying to do that.
And they had depth. I mean, really, the most important thing is depth, because eventually, as the Giants have seen, unfortunately, for the last multiple years, eventually someone gets hurt. And when someone gets hurt, you're only as good as the guy who comes in and takes his place. And the Giants have not had good enough players coming in to take the place of those guys that have gotten hurt on the offensive line, and it's crushed them. So
you're 1,000%
depth is so much more important.
And that's why my attitude towards this draft, I think it's a healthy attitude. I didn't get what I wanted. I'm not crying about it the next day. And I also realize that they probably made the right or a smart decision. I want to say the right decision. I was surprised that Tyler Warren kept dropping.
Yeah.
In fact, there was another tight end, Colston Loveland from Michigan, got picked ahead of him, which I don't know why. I don't get it. But I was scared because when he kept falling and then Miami was on the clock at 13, I had these sick visions that the Dolphins were going to take Tyler Warren and I was going to have to live in a world in which I didn't get the player I wanted. And now the players in my division kicking my tuchus. And so luckily that didn't happen. Instead, he ended up with the Indianapolis Colts, 1 pick.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Later, and we'll see. You know, we'll find out a couple years from now if the Jets made the right or wrong choice. But it took me about 15 to 18 minutes, Steak, before I was like, all right.
Yeah, I'll be good.
I'm okay now.
Good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Because
proud of me?
Picking offensive linemen, while boring, is actually the smart thing to do, especially if they're good.
No, you're right. Let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. We'll touch on the Knicks coming up at 4 o'clock, their big Game 3 victory, including what could have been the worst ending in the history of basketball. Ben is calling from Brick. How are you today, Benjamin?
Oh, boys, it's good to hear you. Evan, it's good to have you back out of detention.
Thank you very much.
I just, you pretty much hit the nail on the head talking about the Jets. I wanted to call and just say I'm ecstatic with this pick. I mean, we finally have an established young offensive line that I think will be our offensive line for years to come and hopefully be successful. And I think Justin Fields could thrive in this offense now. But really, I want to get Tiki's opinion on this, you know, as a former player, just the Jets' direction, where they're going.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn's attitude behind all this. And just, you know, what you think, Teak, about
Well,
what the Jets are doing. And then,
go ahead.
And then one thing, Evan, I'm actually in D.C. right now getting ready to go to the Met game. And I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Do I wear a Lee Mazzilli jersey tonight, or do I wear a Darryl Strawberry jersey tonight?
Oh, my goodness. What options? I would probably go Lee Mazzilli, just because it's so much more, like, under the radar, if you will. So I think I'd go Lee Mazzilli, but you can't go wrong either way. That's going to be a beautiful stadium. Have a great time down there and get us a W.
Appreciate you, Ben. So what do I think about the Jets? I think they are smartly slow playing this. There isn't an urgency to go win right away. Now, could they win right away, especially if they play it smart? Meaning we are going to establish run. It's our goal. We're going to lean on a defense, which, by the way, still is full of talent, right? It's not like they all of a sudden, just because they fired their coach, their defense stinks. Defensive coordinator, head coach, and ultimately defensive coordinator who took over for head coach, they still have talent on the defensive side of the
and
ball.
And they're re-adding Jermaine Johnson, which let's not lose sight of how impactful that loss 100%. Was.
100%. And so they have good talent. They have, they're building smartly, and I think just like the Giants, somewhat specifically with their offensive line, because they want to run the football, right? They got 2 very good running backs. Now they have a quarterback who we know he's already rushed for 1,000 yards once in a season, which is hard for quarterbacks to do. You can kind of see what's going to happen here, right? Ground, pound, and then play great defense and win tight games. And look, are they going to win 10 games? I doubt it. But they're not going to lose games because they get blown out by being stupid. So building with an offensive line, that enables that to happen.
I am very excited to see a mobile quarterback. I'm excited to see a guy who's going to take a broken play.
You ever had one?
I mean, do you consider Mark Sanchez?
No.
Or Geno Smith?
No.
Or Sam Darnold?
No.
Or Zach Wilson?
No.
Look, the one mobile quarterback they did have
Geno might have been somewhat, but not really. He wasn't we're going to run QB sweep. Right, he wasn't doing that stuff, but he could use his legs to escape a little bit.
The guy that people almost forget actually played for the New York Jets, but he did, is one of the great mobile quarterbacks in the history of football, and that, of course, is Michael Vick. But Michael Vick did it for a very short, brief period of time, and it was the end of his career. So I guess when you ask that question, like, hey, Ev, have you ever had a mobile quarterback? Sure, we had the corpse of Michael Vick. I mean, okay. Tim Tebow as not even the starting quarterback, just as a gadget play. So, no, to answer your question, and I am looking forward to that because in this modern NFL, especially watching guys do it to my team, it is going to be fun to watch Justin Fields. I look forward to it. That's why whenever I bring up drafting a quarterback, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or even thinking about Jalen Milroe, who could be there in the second round for the Jets, it's not a knock on Fields.
Right.
Because you remember this from a year ago. It started to annoy you because I said it all the time. You could have put me in detention for this. I wanted the Giants to trade for Justin Fields.
Right.
I talked about it a lot. I thought.
And for what he ultimately went for, the Giants should have.
They should have, yes. At the time when I first brought it up, I think the asking price was still like
they wanted a first or a two or a second. Right. Something stupid that was never going to happen.
But I liked Fields enough where I thought, hey, that's a good lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. Bring him in. Let me see what you can do with him. So I'm excited to see him.
All right, you hear what's happening here, boys?
What?
This is like the Giant cast-off opinion.
What's that?
Hey, Giants, you need to go get Justin Fields. Oh, Giants don't want him? Oh, we'll take him, Jets. Hey, well, Giants, you're going to draft Shedeur Sanders at number 3. Hey, you guys don't want him? Hey, well, come to the Jets.
Well,
what's happening? It's
you're
like the
right,
Mets, like the Mets taking former Yankee players.
Same old Jets.
Yeah, Evan, you want Darren Waller out of retirement too?
But think about the circumstances. All this proves is I'm an IFO because think about the circumstances. When I wanted you guys to trade for Justin Fields, the Jets had Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense for the Jets to be involved in that. Now the Rodgers era ends, it makes complete sense. It didn't make sense because we all thought, including you, Sean, Shedeur was going in the top 2.
Yeah.
We sat here during the tank discussions and you said, hey, just get me a top 2 pick so I can get a quarterback.
No doubt about it.
One of those two. That's all I want.
Right. So we all assumed for a while until recently, well, Shador's not going to be there at 7. Now he drops into the second round. You guys pass on him. So yeah, my interest in after guys that I wanted for the Giants is because they made more sense for the Giants at a certain point. You guys didn't do it. You made different decisions. And because I'm true to how I feel about the player, I want the player.
Right.